and praise the God o'er the night shall veil the glowing stars. Against the foam in veils below, let all our strength be held. Is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. His banner over us is now, our soul the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, we shout all triumph by faith they like a whirlwind's breath, sweat on our every field. By faith they hunger dead, it is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. In every hand a fault we find, time hot in dreadful rain, that tents of ease good left behind, and onward through the fray. Salvation's help in bondage led, with truth or birth victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先来一起来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Now we're going to pray together and ask God to guide our afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我早上的题目。
Let's continue to study the topic from this morning.
立志讨神的喜悦。
Determined to please the Lord.
早上我们提到第一点，讨神喜悦就是要遵行神的旨意。
This morning we talk about the first point. To please the Lord is first we have to do His will.
我们做一个比较。
Let's do a comparison.
如果一生我都不管什么是神的旨意，就照我自己想要的方法去活一辈子，跟我一生满心知道神的旨意这样去活，会有什么不同？
Let's do a comparison. For example, if we lead a life where we disregard God's will and do the way we please, as versus where we know God's will and follow God's will on everything that we do.
如果没有不同，那就随便咯。
Now, if there's no difference, then we can do whatever we please.
那如果有不同，
But if there's a difference,
而且这个不同非常大
and the difference is great,
那我们就要用这个做我们人生的目标。
Then we need to use this as our guidance of our life.
我们回来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 1.
第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
哥罗西书第一章第四节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 4.
是。第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God.
好，这个第十节啊，提到四点。
In verse 10 here, it mentioned four points.
为什么 我们要照神的旨意来生活。
Why do we have to lead a life following the will of God?
有什么不同？
What's the difference?
第一个不同。
The first difference.
如果我们照神的旨意来生活。
If we lead a life according to the will of God.
我们行事为人对得起主。
We will lead a life worthy of the Lord.
我们有时候看中文就不晓得在讲什么。
Sometimes you look at Chinese and the Chinese translation is ambiguous.
那你如果再看英文就很清楚了。
But if you turn back to English, it's very clear.
Worthy of the Lord. 这个 worthy 就是说有价值。
He says worthy of the Lord, which means that we lead a valuable life.
Of the Lord, 就是说我们的生活在神看起来有价值。
In other words, it means that our life in the sight of God is meaningful and valuable.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important.
圣经记载但以理书有一个伯沙撒王。
The Bible recall in the book of Daniel there's a king.
他当王啊，他生活也过得很享受，地位也很高。
He is a king and he lead a luxury life.
然后他用圣殿的器具在宴会。
And he used the vessels from the holy temple for banquet purpose.
好像现在美国的这个国宴在接待这个外国的总统。
It's like a presidential banquet that used to invite the leaders from our nations.
这个是一个大家都想要参加的一个宴会，这个代表你的身份跟地位。
And this is a banquet that everyone wants to attend because it's very desirable.
这个也是代表一个人的价值。
This also represents a worth of a person.
但是忽然间，因为一个指头出来，只有指头而已啊，在墙壁写字。
But suddenly there was a finger appear on the wall, only a finger, and then start writing words.
在但以理书的第五章。
It's written in the Daniel book of Daniel chapter 5.
你今天如果在墙壁啊，只看到一个指头在写字，我想大家都怕的魂不附体啊。
Now today, if you suddenly see a finger appear on the wall, written words, I'm sure you will be scared as well.
一个大家最快乐的一个时刻。变成一个最害怕的时刻。
The happiest moment during that banquet becomes the scariest moment.
那个字写什么
？And what was written on the wall?
大家也不懂。
And no one understands.
到后来就请但以理来解释。
So finally they asked Daniel to interpret.
在但以理书第五章。
In Daniel chapter 5.
27节。
Verse 27.
提克勒就是你被称在天平中显出你的亏欠。
27. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
26节.
Verse 26.
Meaning, 就是神数算你国的日子到此完毕。
Meaning means that your nation will be ended.
28节.
Verse 28.
Pyrrhus, 就是你的国分裂归于马代跟波斯人。
Pyrrhus, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
在神的天平。伯沙撒王有亏欠。
In the scale of God, King Belshazzar had fallen short.
我们知道天平一边就是放你要称的东西，一边是放砝码。
We know that the scale one on one side is the things that you want to weigh, and on the other side is the official weight scale.
那神有一个天平。
God has a scale.
一边是放神的救恩。
On one side is the salvation of God.
一边是放我们的生活。
On the other side is the lives of our lives.
那如果我们照神的旨意生活
，Now if we live according to the will of God,
这个对得起神，你看英文就是说，在神的天平称起来是有分量的。
Now if we lead a life worthy of God, then it carries weight in the scale of God.
所以这个很重要。
So this is very important.
神看起来我们有分量。
Because God regards us as carrying weight.
我们都很希望你公司的老板看起来你很有分量，很尊重你。
Now we all like our boss or manager regardless of something that someone who's credible.
但是神是我们的老板。
But we know that God is ultimately our boss.
如果神看你的生活有分量。
Now if God sees your life that carries weight.
神会纪念我们。
God will remember us.
所以我们一生最重要是什么？
So what's the most important thing in our life?
要被神纪念。
It's to be remembered by God.
你看亚伯兰活了死了好久。
Now,We look at Abraham who has passed away for such a long time.
圣经还说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
Bible still records that God remembered Abraham.
那赐福气给他的子孙。
and gave blessings to his descendants.
为什么神纪念亚伯兰？
Why God remember Abraham?
他生活在神看起来有分量。
Because he lived a life that's worthy of the Lord.
为什么有分量？
Why does it carry weight?
因为他照神的旨意来生活。
Because he lived according to the will of God.
那再反面来说，
On the other side,
如果我们照自己的生活方式来生活，你可能过得很快乐。
Now, if we lead a life according to our own will, then we might lead a life that we enjoy.
但是如果神看我们没有分量，
But if God regards us of no value,
像波沙撒王，
just like Belshazzar,
神把他的恩典就拿掉，
God took away his blessings.
拿掉他的王位就没有了，
And then he lost his kingship.
拿掉生命就没有了，
It took his way, and then he lost his life.
因为在神看他没有分量。
Because God regarded as no value.
所以这个非常重要，一定要明白神的旨意，神看我们才有分量。
So it's very important we must understand the will of God, so then God will regard us as carrying value.
神就会同在与我们，赐福给我们。
Then God will abide with us and bless us.
我们再看第二句。
Let's look at the second sentence.
哥罗西书第一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们早上有提过，凡事蒙他喜悦。
Pleasing him in every way.
第三句话。
The third word.
在一切善事上多结果子。
Bear fruit in every good work.
就是一切好的事情上啊，多结果子就是有具体的表现。
So bearing fruit in every good work meaning that we have concrete manifestation of things that we do.
如果我们真正明白神的旨意，这样来生活。
If we truly understand the will of God and lead such life,
我们的生活会有很多好的表现。
We will have many good fruits in our lives.
看得见摸得到好的这种表现。
Things that can be seen and things that can be touched.
这样啊，你夫妻一定很圆满。
Then you will have a wonderful life.
因为结果子。
Because you are bearing fruits.
果子就是要让人享受。
And fruits are to be enjoyed by other people.
我家庭一定很圆满。
The family will be harmonious.
因为你每个人都会结果子。
Because everyone bears fruit.
所以家庭大家在一起非常，你会享受家庭团聚那种快乐的时光。
So you will enjoy the time you spend in the family.
所以有时候我们常常想啊，为什么婚姻会发生问题？为什么家庭会发生问题
？So sometimes we think about why there's a problem with marriage, why there's a problem in the family.
当然，你可以表面上找到很多原因。
On the surface, you might find a lot of reasons.
但是你把它看深一点
，But you look deeply.
很可能是他的生活方式，并不是完全照神的旨意。
It's possible that their lifestyle is not according to the will of God.
因为有时候我们常常发现哦，生活要平衡。
Sometimes we found that we in order to balance our lives.
就是家庭信仰跟我们的事业。
Our family, our faith, and our career.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
那要平衡就要有节制。
But in order to balance our lives, there has to be a self-control.
某一方面呢，你不能用太多，要节制。
You cannot place too much emphasis or too much time on one side.
但是如果我们过度去追求一方面，而忽略了其他方面，就会出问题。
But if we put too much time to pursue one side or one area, then there will be a problem.
有时候我们看见为什么子女跟父母亲都没有感情。
Sometimes look at what how come the parents and the kids don't have any affection.
因为当子女最需要父母爱的时候，那个时候是事业最需要投入的时候。
Because of quite often we see that when the kids need the parents most, it happened to be a time when their career need them attention the most.
那什么是神的旨意
？So what's the will of God？
这个就变得很重要。
This is very important.
所以可能我们得到了世界，但是失去了。很多很宝贵的。
So it's possible that we have obtained this world, but we on the other side we lose everything else.
所以我们生活如果完全遵照神的旨意，就不会有问题。
So if we live according to a will of life, will of God, then there will be no problem in our lives.
很多问题发生是因为我们不明白神的旨意，或者知道我们不愿意做。
Many problems arise because we don't know the will of God, or we know the will of God but do not want to obey them.
所以这里说啊，善事上多结果子。
So therefore, it says here that we need to bear fruit in every good work.
最后一个，渐渐多知道神。
As we grow in the knowledge of God.
人跟神的关系是互动的。
The relationship between man and man are interactive.
而且是主控权在神。
And the control is in God's hand.
如果神不愿意，你没有办法认识他。
If God is not willing, you cannot know God.
但是神很愿意我们认识他。
But God is willing to let him be understood by us.
但是我们要认识神有一个条件。
But there is a prerequisite before we come to know him.
就是神喜欢我们。
That God has to found favor in us.
也就是照神的旨意来生活。
In another word, we have to live according to the will of God.
如果我们的生活神不喜欢。
If we lead a life that's not pleasing to God.
神不把他自己启示给我们，我们就没有办法认识他了。
And God does not reveal himself to us, then we cannot please him.
所以我们愿意去遵循神的旨意，神喜欢，就越把他自己启示给我们，我们对神的认识就越来越深。
So if we are willing to follow his will, and God will be willing to reveal himself to us, and there will be more interaction.
所以对神的认识不只是一种好像做学问知识上的追求，下功夫就可以了。
So the understanding of God, it's not like a pursuit of knowledge. All you need is giving effort.
对神的认识必须是我们生活逐渐的调整跟神的旨意一样，神喜悦我们，把他自己启示给我们。
To have more understanding of God is to adjust our lifestyle so our lifestyle is according to the will of God. And when we do so, then God will reveal himself to us.
那我越认识神，我们对事情看法越清楚。
So the more we know God, and the clearer that we can see everything.
因为我们有神的眼光。
Because we have the eyesight of God.
不容易被迷惑。
We cannot be deceived.
我们越认识神，我们越觉得神是至宝。
The more we understand God, come to know him, and the more precious we regard him.
那有时候你世界上啊，你没有拥有什么，你不会遗憾。
Even though that you have nothing or no inheritance in this world, you will not regret.
因为我知道我拥有一个最宝贵的就是神。
Because you know that you have the most precious thing, that which is God.
那如果我们不认识神，
but if we don't know him,
我们常常会对世界上一些事情很遗憾。
We will often feel regretful of the things in this world.
比方说啊，我爸爸啊年轻就死了。
For example, my father died when he was young.
或者说，有的人就很遗憾啊，我没有读到 PhD.
Some people will feel that, oh, I didn't get my doctorate degree.
有的人就很遗憾，我没有这个，我没有那个。
Someone will regret this and that they didn't achieve.
但是如果我们认识神
，But if we know God,
在神里面，你忽然发现说，你没有拥有那些，你也不会遗憾。
You will realize that even though you did not possess all this, that there will be no regret in your life.
满心感谢。
You will be thankful in your heart.
我们有至宝。
Because we have the most precious thing in this world.
所以这个信仰在改造一个人的心境啊，这个力量是非常大的。
So when the faith is transforming our heart, the power is great.
这个就是我们的追求。
This is our pursuit.
因为对心境的改变，带给我们人活在另外一个另外一个境界里面。
To transform our heart and attitude, it leads us into another level of life.
所以对人生的一些得失，你就会发现了，这个不是很重要。
So, regard to the loss and win in this world, we no longer play such importance.
为什么不是很重要
？Why is it not important?
因为我已经有最重要的。
Because I have the most precious thing.
那其他都是次要的。
And all other things are secondary.
所以满心知道神的旨意非常重要。
So it's very important to understand the will of God fully.
那我们现在回到根本。
Now let's come back to the root.
到底人要怎么得到神的喜欢？
Now how do we find favor in the eyes of God?
我们知道人跟人交往常常是对等的。
Now we know that the interaction between men and men are equal.
所以人跟人之间可以相交往。
That's why we can associate, we can interact with people.
但是当我们谈到我们要讨神喜欢的时候，我们跟神不是对等的。
But when it comes to pleasing the Lord, we have to understand we are not equal.
人跟神不能画等号的。
There's no equal sign between man and God.
神是神，人是人。
God is God and men are men.
那这两个有差别有多大呢？
And what's the difference between them?
我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书四十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 15. Even the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as dust on the scales. See, he takes up the isles like fine dust.
这里说万民像水桶中的一滴。
Here says the nation are like a drop from a bucket.
又算天平上的微尘。
They are like a dust on the scales.
万民包括你跟我。
The nations including you and me.
在神看起来。
In the sight of God.
好像天平上的微尘。
They are like the dust on the scale.
诸位，你有没有看到微尘？
Everyone, have you seen the dust?
没有。
No.
但是我们空气中有没有微尘？
But isn't there dust in where we live? Surrounding us? Yes.
那你为什么看不到？
Why can't you see it?
因为它太小了。
Because they are too minute.
小到你看不到。
They are so small that you could not see with your physical eyes.
在神的眼中。
But in the sight of God.
我们太渺小了。
We are minute.
小到好像微尘。
We are just like the dust.
这个也表示神太伟大。
That also means that God is so great.
所以是季节。
Verse 17.
万民在他面前好像虚无。被他看及必虚无，乃是虚空。
All the nations are as nothing before him; they are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness.
所以我们在神的面前不只是虚无，是虚空，等于没有一样。
So in the sight of God, we are not only small; we are like nothing.
那如果神这么伟大，人这么渺小
？Now if God is so great and we are so empty and so minute,
那就不是平等了。
Then we are not equal.
我们太小了。
We are too small.
那一个这么微小，好像没有的人，怎么能够讨那这么大的神喜欢
？So a man as small as a dust, how can he please someone as great as God?
这个就是奥秘。
This is mystery.
因为没有回到圣经，我们找不到答案了。
Without going back to Bible, we cannot find the answer.
是可能的。
It's possible.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because it's the will of God.
但问题是怎么做
？But the problem is how do we do it?
我们现在看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章
Book of Hebrews chapter 11
第六节
Verse 6
希伯来书十一章第六节
Verse 6 And without faith it is impossible to please God for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists that he rewards those who seek him
这里告诉我们人得到神喜欢的起点开始这一点
So here says the start of pleasing God is
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，就是人要得到神的喜悦，必须有信心。
So in order to please God, the first step is that we must have faith.
那这里讲的信心，不是在地上讲的自信心。
Now the faith is not what we generally regard as a confidence in this world.
大家都有信心，如果没有你信心，你敢开车出去吗
？We all have confidence. We all have some level of faith. Without that confidence, will you dare to drive out the car?
没有信心，你敢搭飞机吗
？Without that confidence, will you get on the plane?
至少相信，你相信它不会掉下来。你不信，你就不敢坐了。
You believe that it will stay in the air. That's why you get on the plane.
不是那个信，那一种信心呢
？No, it's not that kind of confidence.
那这里讲的信是什么？
So what is the faith that he is referring to here?
就是十一章的第一节。
Which is chapter 11 verse 1.
信就是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握，是对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things not seen.
这个是圣经对信的一个最重要的定义。
This is the most important definition of faith.
所盼望的事情感觉到有把握
that is things that we hope for that we have assurance
未看见的事情有证据
that is things that we have not seen that we have conviction
这个未看见事情啊从时间上来分可以分过去现在未来
now things that we have seen we can divide in terms of time we can talk about past present and future
神创造天地谁看见
When God created the universe, who has seen it?
没有一个人看见。
No one has seen it.
但是我们怎么知道
？But how do we know?
因为信。
Because of faith.
神感动人把它写下来，我们信。
God inspired men, so they write it down. That's why we believe.
没有看到，但是你信。
Without seeing it, but we believe.
那这样就是要得神喜欢的一个起点。
And this is faith, and this is the beginning of pleasing the Lord.
所以这个没有看见指着过去的。
So haven't seen it regards to things that happened in the past.
那没有看见也指着现在。
I haven't seen it also can represent things in this present moment.
我们有没有看到神
？Have we seen God now?
没有。
No.
但是我们信有神。
But we believe God exists.
而且神能爱我们。
And we know God loves us.
神会看顾我们。
God will take care of us.
神会与我们同在。
God will abide with us.
如果我们有这样的信，
Now we have this kind of faith.
神就喜欢。
And God will be pleased.
那神就真的跟我们同在。
And God will really abide with us.
那就会带给我们平安跟喜乐。
And it will bring us a peace and joy.
为什么会忧虑？
Why do we worry?
因为我们不信。
Because we do not believe.
我们知道，但是我们信不够。
Because we know, but our faith is not sufficient.
我知道有神。
We know there's a God.
我知道神会看顾。
We know God will take care of us.
但有这个知识，但是我信不过。
But we have the knowledge, but we have an insufficient faith.
如果我这个知识，包括我信得过。
Now if we have this knowledge and we also have the same level of faith.
我就把我自己交托给他了。
Then we can entrust ourselves to God.
那我就没有害怕。
Then we will have no fear in our heart.
交托给我的天父啊，全能的神。
We can entrust to our heavenly Father, the Almighty God.
我交托的给他，我就没有忧虑啊。
Now when we entrust to Him, then we will have no worry.
没有忧虑，没有害怕，就是平安啊。
No worry, no fear, then this is peace.
为什么我们怕失业？
Why are we afraid of losing our job?
为什么我们怕生活有困难？
Why do we afraid that there is difficulty in our lives?
因为我们信不够。
Because our faith is weak.
我们信够。
If our faith is sufficient,
就不会忧虑。
We will not worry.
不会害怕。
We will not be afraid.
就有平安。
We will have peace.
所以这个信啊，就是现在看不见，但是你感觉到有证据，那这样呢，神就会喜欢。
So faith is something that you cannot see now, but you have assurance, you have conviction. And if we have this type of faith, God will be pleased.
所以神跟人建立关系那个基础就是我们对神的信。
So the relationship between man and God, the foundation is to build up that kind of trust and faith.
那未见的事情包括未来。
And the things that are unseen also include things that hasn't happened in the future.
天国谁看到？
For example, heaven, who has seen it?
世界末日谁看见？
For example, the end of the world, who has seen it?
那从来没有发生过。
It hasn't happened.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
因为我信。
Because we believe.
那因为我们这样信。
But because we believe.
你就觉得好像有证据一样。
You feel like there's evidence.
所以你讲到天国，讲到世界末日，讲到好像是真的，本来就是真的。
When you talk about heaven, when you talk about the end of the world, you feel like it's true.
那你没有看见，你怎么知道是真的？
But you haven't seen it. How do you know it's true?
因为我信。
Because I believe.
那这样信的结果就是你将来可以看得到。
So the result of belief is that means you will see them in the future.
你可以看到天国。
You will see the heaven.
你可以见到天国。
You will see the heaven.
因为我信。
Because I believe.
所以这个信呢，从时间上分过去、现在、未来。
So being believed can in terms of time can be divided into present, past, present, and future.
那第一节说，信就是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
So verse here says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
我们所盼望的事情。
What do we hope for?
最重要是未来。
It's something in the future.
所以如果我们真的有信心。
So if we truly have faith.
好像亚伯兰向往那神所经营更美的家乡。
It's like Abraham hoping for something that's more beautiful.
生活就很简单了。
Then their life will be simple.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们在地上是做客人。
Because we are sojourners in this world.
有时候我发现了，有的传道人旅行好简单了。
Sometimes we look at the pastors when they travel, their life, what they bring is so simple.
我跟一个同工到一个地方去，我发现他行李只有我一半。
I was traveling with a co-worker to another place, and I saw his luggage is only half of what I have.
我觉得我行李已经很简单，他更简单。
I thought my luggage was very simple, and then his is even simpler.
但是有时候我看有的姐妹哇，出去一个礼拜两个皮箱。
Then I have seen some sister when they go on travel, they have two big luggages.
但是为什么有人能够做很简单？
Now why can people live such a simple life.
你出去是做客人啊。
Because we are as a guest.
你还在回来啊。
You will be back.
所以你如果真的信有天国。
So if you truly believe there's a heaven.
那是好的无比的。
That's wonderful.
你把那个焦点注重那一点。
If you focus on that.
生活就很简单了。
Then your life will be simple.
所以生活简单从哪里来？
Where does it come from?
从信。
From our faith.
你信天国。
Because we believe in heaven.
而且你要去了。
Because we are going there.
所以年纪越大，生活越简单。为什么？快要去了。
So the older you are, your life has become simpler. Because why?
你要出门要整理行李呀。
Because when you leave, we have to organize our stuff.
你要去呀。
Because we're ready to go.
那如果你年纪大，生活还这么复杂。
If you get older and you still lead a very complicated life.
哇，来一大堆名堂、头衔。
You have many titles.
不信嘛，这个信还不够。
Your faith is still insufficient.
因为头脑还在地上啊。
You still focus in this world.
你头脑如果在天上，在地如天，生活很简单。
If your mind is in heaven, then what you lead in this world will be very simple.
所以是对我们盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
So that means that we have assurance of things that we hope for.
还有盼望什么？
What else do we hope for?
我们祷告跟神求。
Hope that we can pray for things from God.
你要信。
We have to believe.
这个信就是说，虽然还没有得到。
This faith means that even though we have not obtained it,
但是你好像很有把握我会得到。
But it feels like we have this assurance, we have this confidence that we will receive it.
这样就能得到神的喜欢，就真的能够从神得到我们所盼望的。
This will be pleasing to God, and we will truly receive the things promised by God.
圣经里面记载几个例子。
Bible give us a few examples.
首先我们回来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 10, verse, chapter 11,
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。第一个要信有神。
So first we have to believe there's God.
这个大概我们都有了。
第二个、sure、we have that.
要信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
And second, he will reward those who seek him.
圣经里面有几个例子。
There are examples in the Bible.
马可福音第九章。
Book of Mark, chapter 9.
马可福音第九章。
Mark, chapter 9.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣对他说，你若信，再信的人凡事都能。
Jesus said to him, if you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes. 24.
孩子的父亲说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Immediately the father of the child cried out, I believe, help my unbelief.
我如果看英文有时候很难了解的。I believe, 我信，但是 help my unbelief, 帮助我的不信。怎么信跟不信同时存在呢？
How can believe and unbelief exist at the same time?
我们信主久了，这个知识会增加。
Now, if we believe for a long time, our knowledge will increase.
你相信神能够叫死人复活吗？我信。
Do we believe that God will raise dead from a person from dead?
你相信神能够叫瞎眼看见吗？我信。
Do you believe that God will let a blind see? Yes.
但是等我们自己遇到困难。
But when we encounter ourselves,
我能够真的把我的困难交托给神吗？信不到。
Can we really entrust our trouble and difficulty to God? No, we can't.
所以我们缺乏依靠神那个活泼的信心。
Because we lack that dynamic, living faith.
但这个信心是从神来的。
And this faith comes from God.
所以主啊，我信，但是不足，求你加帮助我。
So that's why he cried out, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
当神加添他信心。
To ask God to increase his faith.
结果主耶稣就医好那个孩子的。父亲的孩子。
Then we saw Jesus heal the person.
所以我们来到神的面前呢，最重要是要有单纯的信心。
So when we come before God, what's most important is that we have to have a simple faith.
我们看马可十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可十一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马可十一章二十四节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你祷告求什么，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
我们祷告要怎么得着呢？
So when we pray, how can we obtain what we pray for?
你要先相信我们会得着。
You must believe that we will receive it.
因为希伯来书说，这样才能够得到神的喜悦。
Because he was telling us that this way we will it will be pleasing to God.
所以祷告最困难的是什么
？So what's the most difficult problem we have when we pray?
当我们开始的祷告的时候，我信。
When we begin to pray, we believe.
祷告五天以后
，After five days,
哇，已经五天了，都没有什么改，都没有什么动静。
I've been praying for five days. I have not seen anything happen.
再祷告五个礼拜
，Another five weeks pass.
开始摇摆了。
And now our faith.Begin to waver.
信不下去了。
It's very difficult for us to continue to believe.
这祷告五个月。
Five more months gone by.
时间一拉长啊。
As time prolongs.
这个信是得着，那个信就越来越摇摆。
The faith start to waver.
所以不是神不能做，而是我们的信不够。
It's not like God it's not like God cannot perform for us. It's because we lack the faith.
凡是合神旨意的，神都可以做。
Because everything that's according to the will of God, God will do it.
但是条件是我们要有信。
But the prerequisite is that we must have faith.
所以如果有信，得到神的喜欢，我们所祈求的就会成全。
So if we have faith and we will be pleasing to God and whatever we pray for will be fulfilled by God.
罗马书在提到亚伯拉罕的例子。
Book of Romans mentioned the example of Abraham.
我们请来看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
对不起，第四章，罗马第四章。
Romans chapter 4,
十七节
，verse 17。
罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God in whom he believed, who gives life to dead and calls into existence of the things that do not exist.
亚伯拉罕在什么时候他有了孩子
？When did Abraham?Have a child.
差不多是在他一百岁的时候。
It's about when he was a 100-year-old.
有没有听过一百岁的人做爸爸？很少。
Have you ever heard that a 100-year-old become a father?
然后十九节。
Verse 19.
撒拉的生育已经断绝。
Here says that Sarah's body was old, was barren.
就是他不可能，你这个生育有一个年龄嘛，超过那个年龄你就不可能会生了。
There's a certain age that your body able to produce.
所以十九节就是站在人的经验跟理论来讲，这是绝对不可能的。
So based on verse 19, from the experience of man and theory, this is not possible.
但是后来为什么他得了一个儿子
？But how did he have a child?
第一个，这是神的应许。
First, because it's a promise of God.
这是从神来的。
This is from God.
第二个是亚伯兰的信。
Second is because Abraham's faith.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17. Let's read verse 17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist.
这里讲亚伯兰所信的神有两个特色。
There are two characteristics of the God that Abraham believed.
第一个叫死人复活。
That he will give life to the dead.
这是不可能的，变成可能。
This is impossible, but God will make it possible.
没有一个人能够叫死人复活。
No one can make a dead person arise.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
为什么神能够叫死人复活
？But why can God make a person alive again?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
第二个特色。
The second characteristic.
神能够叫没有变成有。
God can change the non-exist into existence.
神创造是从没有变成有。
God has created something from nothing.
这也是不可能的，人不可能。
This is impossible.
为什么神可能
？But why is it possible for God?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
那要不然对这个神有信心
？But because Abraham had faith to God.
所以他的太太就生儿子。
And therefore his wife bear a child for him.
所以我们在信仰生活当中就是要求神给我们信心。
So in our faith, in our lives, we need to ask God to give us faith.
有时候圣灵充满我们，信心会增加。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, our faith will increase.
那信心增加，神喜悦我们了，我们就体会到很多神的恩典。
And when our faith increases, it will be pleasing to God, and we will experience many blessings.
所以得到神的喜欢就是要相信有神，进一步。他会赏赐寻求他的人。
So in order to please God, we must believe there's a God, and He will bless for those who seek and pursue Him.
所以有时候神会给我们一些操练。
So sometimes God will give us trial.
让我们在操练中对他有体验，将信心越来越强，所以体验越来越多。
So through this trial, we might experience Him, that our faith will might increase.
虽然操练的过程是痛苦的，但是操练的结果，我们的信心更坚强。
The process of trial might be difficult, but through this trial, our faith will increase.
所以我们有更多很活泼的体验。
So that we might have a more a lively dynamic experience.
这原来是好的。
This is good for us.
唱诗。
So let us sing hymn.
一百三十六。
Sing hymn 136.
by God, wondrous grace, through me he had made known. Oh, how unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I have believed it, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed under him.